This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All righty. As you know, I'm on the Jackson Dart bandwagon. In fact, I'm driving the damn thing, aren't I? Limits.
You are the conductor of this ship, Joe.
That could be good news or bad news, depending on your point of view, because I once was driving the Mitch Trubisky bandwagon. In fact, I was driving the Trubisky train. Can we treat our next guest, John Costco, to what it sounded like every time the Trubisky train left the station limits? Because we had a lot of people on there. Last I remember.
Woo-hoo!
It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
I still can't believe Lenny for Terry. I just can't believe it. Anyway, John Costco writes for Pro Football Focus, which my understanding is generally as a website, they're not high on Jackson Dart, but John himself is, as evidenced by his recent column, Why Jackson Dart Should Be a Top 15 Player in the 25 Draft Class. So, John, I don't think you're the guy to talk me off the ledge here. How are you? And thanks for joining me.
I am doing great. It's good to be on the show. And, yeah, I'm not going to be talking you off that ledge because I think you're appropriately on it. And if you would have had me on back in 2016, 2017, when Mitch Trubisky was a prospect, I would have talked you off of that ledge and got you onto the Patrick Mahomes ledge, because that's where I was at for that draft class. And I will just tell you, during that process, I said that Patrick Mahomes would become a top five quarterback in the NFL. So I always like to put that out there because that's a big hit of mine.
Yeah, man. And so was last year's draft. You wrote that your top three last year, and there were a lot of guys taken early, including Penix, Caleb Williams. Your top three going into last year's draft, in order, I think, were Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, and Jaden Daniels. Am I right?
Well, that's from a data perspective. I had them in a little bit different from like, you know, the data will tell me one thing, and then I have to like what I see, you know, in congruence with the data. I liked McCarthy one, Daniel second, and then Nix when my final rankings came out. But like from a data perspective, like Nix was phenomenal. Those guys were really excellent. Nix himself was like probably one of the cleanest like data profiles I've ever seen at the quarterback position.
And I should mention early here, John, you were a safety at Kansas. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah, I was there in the mid 2000s when Kansas, you know, the previous time Kansas was a good program. We went to a couple of bowl games, won the Orange Bowl in 2007. So I was there during that time frame.
Because I think a lot of people have this idea that at PFF and some of these other analytics sites, that it's you know, just some person who never sees the light of day and is living in mom's basement. That was Ben Roethlisberger. But you and other guys at this site come to this with some chops here. You played safety in high-level college football. So let me ask you this. Going into this draft, from a data perspective, Where do you see Jackson Dart?
He's the number one guy from a data perspective for me. So the things that I look at, I don't just look at just the overall PFF grade. And I think this is like something that maybe that the masses kind of don't know is that, yeah, we have our grades and the grades are, you know, they kind of describe the player and they kind of show, hey, this is how the quality of play that this guy did in a given time frame. And you know, Dart was, he was the highest graded quarterback this year, but the thing is that that doesn't mean anything to me. So like the highest graded, one of the highest graded quarterbacks we've ever had at PFF was Mac Jones, and Mac Jones hasn't panned out to be obviously a very good NFL quarterback. So there's a lot more into it that I want to look at. Like, you know, what is your sack to your pressure to sack ratio? You know, when you do get pressured, are you able to throw the ball and avoid these sacks and generate positive plays? Are you generally accurate with the football? And not just accurate because you were given a lot of short passes, but stuff that's generally down the field, you know, 5+ yards down the field, up to 25 are generally where most NFL throws are happening in the game. And also from a data perspective, I'm looking at your ability to play under pressure. Like, are you able to generate positive plays under pressure and generally not have negative plays for your offense where basically you can at least, even if you're not grading great, but like there's a part of it of like generating positive plays when things are chaotic. So with all that said, Jackson Dart I wouldn't compare him to the other last year's class in terms of a data perspective that he's not where Nix was. He's not where Daniels was or McCarthy, but he is the best at this class. And if I were to rank him against last year's class, I would put him right there at fourth from a data perspective of how, you know, what he's been able to show from what I like to see from these quarterbacks coming out of college.
John Costco from ProFootballFocus.com wrote a piece that Jackson Dart should be a top 15 pick. So before we break him down one way or the other here, data-wise or just, you know, your sort of general football opinion-wise, give me a comparable. I've heard people say, you know, on the positive side, this guy could it maybe be a Jalen Hurts, which is pretty high praise these days, or a Bo Nix type. On the negative side, he's Kenny Pickett part two. As I look at him and I read stories like yours and watch, you know, his tape and everything like that. Not tape. I don't want to make it seem like I'm Bill Belichick here. As I watch, you know, footage of the guy, I see maybe a slightly bigger Baker Mayfield. Give me a comparable.
Yeah, I'd say he's a little bit more athletic than a Baker Mayfield. You know, Baker Mayfield, I mean, I think that's a pretty solid comparison. I was thinking in the realm of like a Jared Goff type, because Jared Goff really thrives from a play action pass standpoint, and Dart was one of the best quarterbacks in the play action game this past year. And I think he really thrives in a system type of standpoint where you get defined reads and you can take those intermediate and deep shots. And really, Goff is really good at those types of throws, but he definitely has a lot more mobility in him. So like a combination of a Goff and a Baker really kind of makes sense there. I hadn't thought about Baker, but, you know, you talk about an athleticism standpoint. Baker has some mobility and athleticism, but I think Dart is more athletic than him, and he's a bigger – he is bigger than Baker as well, but both guys are very accurate and have good zip on the ball. You wouldn't say that they have the greatest arm talent by any means, but they have good arm talent, and I think definitely good enough for the NFL. So I think it's, for me, it's a combination of Goff and Baker.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Do you know Steve Palazzolo from your site, from PFF?
Absolutely do.
You like him?
I do like Steve, yes.
All right. Steve was on with our PM guys, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, and he was kind of ripping Jackson Dart, saying that this guy, like, what did he do? Like, he said his agents are doing a great job here pumping this guy up. And I'm paraphrasing Steve. I don't know what he did at the combine. You know, like, almost saying, why is this happening? And that people like me, although he didn't mention me, are buying this, and mock drafters are buying this, and it's basically a publicity stunt. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so I'll say, like, I mean, even, like, so our lead draft analyst at PFF, Trevor Sikkema, he has him as a 126th ranked player on his big board, you know, and I think he's a top 15 type of guy. So, like, I wrote in my article that he's probably the most polarizing prospect that we've seen in recent memory. I can't remember a guy that has been so over the board on what he can be in the NFL, because really, for me, I have him as a top 15 guy. I know a couple other people that have big boards out there that have him as, in that type of realm. And then you look at like Steve, by the way, now works for the 33rd team. He doesn't work for PFF.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
But, you know, like, I have a past history of Steve, and we have a good relationship and everything like that. So, like, I definitely respect his opinion. And that's the thing.
What happened to John? We were just getting to the good stuff.
I'm going to try to reconnect him. I think his phone dropped.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll tell you a couple of other things that John said about Jackson Dart. And that is, listen to this. He finished first in explosive runs by a quarterback against Power 4 competition. And one of those, by the way, he does the Najee leap, just jumping, flat out jumping over a guy. So his athleticism, you know, is pretty good. I would say that. John has Jackson Dart first in accuracy rate among top 10 quarterbacks on the Pro Football Focus board. On throws between 5 and 25 yards, which he said, you know, that's basically the NFL. But he's also a very good deep ball passer. There are some questions, of course, about him. His processing of the game seems to be a question mark, and him taking too many sacks. What happened here, Limits?
The whole entire phone system reset.
Oh,
I've never seen that happen
good.
Before.
Right in the middle of two guests at the 11:30 mark. This is unbelievable that this is happening right now. The other thing that John says is that he's saying here that he's a better prospect in his mind than Shedeur Sanders, I believe. So I'm not that crazy. And honestly, it's articles like this and getting the text I got the other day from Jack Ham and just seeing with my own two eyes why I think this is a worthwhile risk. Obviously, none of us know, right? But here's the other thing. Now, every time I see the Steelers linked with a guy in the first round, it's, haven't we learned our lessons from Kenny Pickett? What are you going to do, never take a guy from 15 to 28?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anymore? Like the Kenny Pickett thing has just soured you forever on drafting a quarterback, and you're not going to be in the top 5, 6, 7, unless you make a big deal to get up there, or unless you finally sink to the bottom of the league for a year. John, are you there?
I am back. I don't know where we left off though, because I was going on.
I don't know either.
Whole spiel, and then all of a sudden I get a as your phone dropped. So
yeah, that was City Limits' fault. He's my partner here. His name's Austin Bechtold, and by the way, he doesn't like Jackson Dart. Tell him why, Limits, and why don't you two go at each other for a minute?
I didn't say that I don't
yes,
like him.
Did.
I would prefer the Steelers not to draft him. So I did see him in person, John, at the Penn State and Ole Miss Rose or Peach Bowl game a couple of years ago in Atlanta. Like, he's a good deep ball passer. His accuracy is pretty good. I do worry about mobility, though, and if he can get off of his first read and still be able to see the field. Is that a good criticism of him?
Yeah, I mean, so I think his mobility is better than probably what you're giving him credit for. And obviously, players develop. You saw him a couple years ago, and you know, I would say, you know, you look at Jaden Daniels a couple years ago, like he can be a completely different quarterback at LSU than he was at Arizona State. You know, and a lot of players they really kind of grow in a couple years, you know, getting from a high school to college and obviously the NFL. So you look at his mobility. He actually had the most forced missed tackles in this class, over more than Jalen Milroe, which is interesting. He had 25 explosive runs, which is more than Jalen Milroe had. He had more forced missed tackles per run than Jalen Milroe. So obviously Jalen Milroe is an elite level athlete at that position. He's an explosive athlete there. So I think he does definitely for me enough with his legs to say, hey, this guy, you know, he's going to be mobile. He can do some things. I mean, there's issues with his game. I'm not going to argue about that. But I think he's definitely good enough mobility wise. And then, you know, I was talking about the system that he comes from. The system he comes from is obviously not an NFL system, but not many quarterbacks at the college level actually play in an NFL system. They have to develop out of the system that they learned in college and learn a new one in the NFL. So there's a big aspect of like a lot of people knock him for that, and that's, I don't think it's very fair in terms of saying, hey, yeah, this system doesn't work because, you know, previous bad quarterbacks didn't work at the NFL, but so he won't as well.
All right, so let's get to this. We're talking to John Costco here from Pro Football Focus. He has Jackson Dart as a top 15 player in this draft. So if you're running an NFL franchise, how would you put these quarterbacks in order of how you would draft them? You know, all things being equal, let's say you have an expansion team and it's your job to take the guy to lead you into the future. How, in what order would you take the top three quarterbacks this year?
I'll go Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart, and then Cam Ward. That's my top three quarterbacks in order. I actually had an article that just came out yesterday on PFF.com talking about why I think just them.
You jump all over that if you're the Steelers, but what separates him from the other two? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, so like he comes in behind Dart from a data standpoint. If you compare him to last year's class, he's would be fifth in that class as well. For me, it really comes down to, you know, the tape evaluation of him and what I see and the intangibles that he brings to the table there. So he entered a Colorado program that was one of the worst in college football. They had 1-11 the year before he got there. He turned that program around into a playoff contention. That team, besides Travis Hunter and he, had like almost no NFL prospects on it. And he was able to and had no running game to lean on as well. So everything fell on his shoulders to make that team successful, and he made it very successful. And there's, for me, that, I think that says a lot. And you look at quarterbacks that have come out in the draft class in the NFL that have been successful, really good, successful NFL quarterbacks, is that they didn't come from blue blood type of programs. They don't come from the Alabamas generally. They do not come from the LSUs. Besides, obviously, you have Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow that have done that. But the Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech, bad football program. Lamar Jackson put Louisville on the football map. You know, it's a basketball program. Josh Allen comes from Wyoming. They don't have any NFL talent there. So, like, you have to go through sort of walk through the fire in college football almost to become a good NFL quarterback. And you see that across the board with a lot of different prospects over the history. You know, Tony Romo and Jimmy Garoppolo come from Eastern Illinois. I know this is like I'm just school naming stuff or whatever, but I think it matters that you have to go through some sort of fire before and some adversity to become really good NFL quarterbacks. And he really, and nobody comes close to what the adversity he came through and overcame, and then has the confidence that he has and the intangibles along with it.
John, we appreciate the time, man. I'm going to use this as fodder against all of the critics here and would love to have you on again before the draft. And sometimes the afternoon show here likes to steal our guests. So if somebody named Donnie Football calls, just hang up on him, okay?
Andrew Filippone.
All right?
Sounds good. I will do it. It's great being on the show with you guys.
That was awesome. We'll have you on again before the draft. Great stuff.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day and have a good weekend.
You too, man. See ya.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.